Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan in Georgia with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, it could soon be harder for people to access alcohol via delivery services after Sean Popovich, Deputy CEO of Queensland Network of Alcohol and Other Drug Agencies, stated that changes to Queensland laws are needed to catch up with other states such as New South Wales and Victoria. Issues with these type of services include lack of checking of ID when receiving alcohol, those who deliver alcohol do not have RSAs, and some of those who access these services are already intoxicated. Proposed changes include limiting delivery times between 9 a.m. and midnight and a two-hour delay between the purchase and delivery.
Queensland declares decade-long drought ends for over 90% of the state. For the first time since 2013, drought-declared areas of the state reduced to 9.7% from 27.8% in the previous year. Diamantina and Beaulieu Shire Councils are the only remaining areas to be drought-declared.
In national news, the Alliance for Gambling Reform has released a new analysis that the states Australia is behind other countries when it comes to gambling regulations. The analysis comes as parliamentary inquiries underway looking at gambling and its harms, with a report due to be released in the coming weeks. Labor MP Peter Murphy has stated previously that the inquiry would consider what other jurisdictions have done to address the harms of gambling.
Newly released data reveals bullying and harassment in South Australian hospitals. A survey from the Australian Medical Association South Australia shows one in five trainee doctors at each of the state's major public hospitals felt bullied or harassed during their time there. AMASA's Doctors in Training Committee Chair Dr. Hayden Kane believes bullying goes unreported due to concerns for career implications and lack of trust in the reporting process.
In international news, South Africa has issued diplomatic immunities to all leaders of BRICS due to attend the summit in August. South Africa, as a member of the International Criminal Court, has been under pressure to arrest Russian leader Vladimir Putin following a warrant released for his arrest in March. South Africa's Department of Foreign Affairs has said these immunities are for the conference and not for specific individuals.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.